This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Good morning.
Okay, so if you've got any questions, just ask. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you.
If a bear and a shark had a fight, who would win?
Welcome, welcome to the segment guaranteed to win and hopefully entertain along the way. Corey doesn't believe it, and unfortunately we have factual proof from listeners on our worst week of the season, Colby. We really fell apart last week and only went 10-2.
Well, need to pick it up, Kevin.
We really do need to pick it up, Colby.
Joy will suck at this.
Yes, 10-2, worst of the season.
There's no way that just picking mascots is a way to pick things.
And how come this season we're 171-14?
You need to think about that.
You've lost 14 games.
That's right.
You need to be better.
I don't disagree with that. We'll start with a classic battle of the animals. It's Detroit. It's Chicago. Woo! The Lions against the Bears. Oh, my.
You look at what nature's channels have told me to where the lion is actually, well, it's
nature's channels?
Yeah. It kind of waits for its fights. It kind of picks the lower rung animals to go after. It'll just go after, you know, and just pick out the weakness of the herd. And that's what it does. A bear does not give a crap. If you're in its way, a bear will maul you.
Isn't the herd the weakness anyway?
Sports.
Oh, God, that show is so irrelevant. I didn't even get the reference at first.
From
are you the person bears that listens?
From Cujo, just bought my third beachside condo thanks to this segment.
Boom! Now, if we do even better, we'll get to four. Next up, it's New Orleans, Cincinnati, the Saints against the Bengals. Colby, might I prophesize this to you? Perhaps a religious person gets killed by the Bengal Tiger, but they did miracles along the way. So in death, they truly are the winner as they ascend to heaven.
This is true. And plus, you know, the good Saints usually end up making it out of there through their faith. These are good Saints. Take the Saints.
Next up.
Let me ask you this, though.
As long as it's about religion.
After that video you saw with Drew Brees throwing those footballs to all his kids, like, wasn't that cool?
Overrated.
What?
Go back, watch the pass chart. He missed a couple. He missed his open wife right there.
He's not the most accurate quarterback of all time based on that video.
Yeah, 77%. My ass. I saw that video. Next up, Atlanta against Cleveland. It's the Falcons against the Browns. Now, the Browns have home field advantage, but that doesn't mean that the Falcon has to fly down and eat poo.
No, it doesn't.
By the way, bird poo's not even white. Not even brown. My son told me that they pee and poop at the same time at all times.
Yeah.
And that's why it's white.
That is correct. And by the way, the Brown will never slow down a flying bird because they do that while they're in the air. Doesn't affect them.
Let me ask you a follow-up football question, Colby.
Okay.
How come when I do that in the toilet at the same time, it doesn't all turn white?
Because it's not mixed inside your body.
Huh. Plus, you don't eat bird food.
Football. But if I did, it would be.
What does a falcon eat?
Hold on. Let me tell you something right now, Corey.
If you can guarantee me
that I will poop white if I eat bird food, I will consider taking that challenge.
I just eat, you know, a bunch of cake icing that's white. You'll get it.
Okay. If you can guarantee me I will poop white, I will think about it. Next up, it's New England against Tennessee, perhaps the toughest matchup of all time. It's the Patriots against the Titans. Godlike figures in the Titans against, well, godlike figures here on Earth because it's the by God Patriots.
This is true. I want to use the David versus Goliath thing here, except I don't think a single shot out of a gun can take down a Titan. I think you're going to need more.
Take the Titans.
Are you kidding me right now? Just because they beat the Cowboys last week.
No, just because of what I said. What are you talking about?
Actually, I guess it's a really good idea because Vrabel knows the Patriots very well.
You know why? Because he's a godlike figure.
Next
up, Jacksonville against Indianapolis. Wait. It's the Jaguars against the Colts. Remember, Colts, young horses. not fully prepared to handle all the wiles of the Jaguars. I feel like they're in trouble.
Right. Just look at what's going to happen. I think those Colts are going down.
Next up, Arizona against Kansas City. It's the Cardinals against the Chiefs. Home field advantage is key here. Home field advantage belongs to the Chiefs. Those Cardinals are eventually going to have to come back down to earth. And when they do, yeah, man, the multifaceted killing weapons of the Chiefs going to take them down. The Chiefs.
Damn right.
Next up.
Absolutely take the Chiefs. That offense is too explosive.
No, it's because of the multifaceted killing weapons, Corey.
No.
Next up, Buffalo against New York. It's the Bills against the Jets. Colby, what do you got?
Well, I've learned through reading the Autoflex Leasing fan text that the Buffalo Bills are actually some kind of quartet, the barbershop quartet, and
really?
They're not Buffalo's. Buffalo, on the side of it, represents the city. The Bills were a quartet of singing guys. And you
so
take a
Buffalo's
jet.
Mascot is a barbershop quartet?
Yes, they were actually known as the Buffalo Bills.
That's too many for most fighter pilot jets, right?
This is true, except for the fact that if you take a human being versus a jet, or even four human beings, I'll take the jet.
That's a very good point. Next up, Washington against Tampa Bay. It's the Redskins against the Buccaneers. This is a style clash right here. I feel like advantage goes to the Bucs, though, because they got their pirate ship.
They have their pirate ship, and they also are able to swing in and swoop in.
Well, hold on, Colby.
What?
I feel like we were unfair. Were you about to say something about pirate ships?
Nope.
Back to you, Colby.
The swinging in Buccaneer will completely confuse the Redskin. I'm sorry.
All right. Take the Buccaneers.
Death from above.
Hey, don't be sorry. Just tell the truth. Guys, do you want the Charger, the Lightning Bolt,
oh my God,
the Charger, the phone charger, or the Charger, the car?
You know what? Give me the Charger, the car.
Oh, this could have been a mistake, though. I don't know, given the time period. It's going to be San Diego against Las Vegas. The Chargers against the Raiders. Now, the Raiders could theoretically steal your car. However, I do wonder, when Raiders were roaming the planet in their, you know, most prolific days, It wasn't when the automobile was around.
No.
So I feel like they're not going to know what to do.
No, they're not. And plus, home field advantage to the Raiders, which means the car is actually moving in and moving to the Raiders. So it's already in motion. So if it's already in motion, it's tough for human beings to stop it.
There you go. Next up, Miami against Green Bay. Be prepared. This could be our most graphic game of the day. It's the Dolphins against the Packers. Little known fact, while you're not paying attention and you're packing things away, what do you think is going to happen? What's that Dolphin going to do to you?
Yeah. And plus, we've learned from multiple movies.
Not being in the water?
No, we learned. Go
from
ahead.
Multiple movies, including Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the Dolphins can just do whatever they want to. Fly in space, Walk around.
They're also sexual predators.
Yep.
Oh, God, Kevin.
Watch out while you're packing.
The 817. White stool isn't normal and should be evaluated promptly by a doctor. White or clay-like stool is caused by a lack of bile, which may indicate a serious underlying problem. Stool, it's a brownish color from bile, which is excreted into the small intestine during the digestive process.
Okay, see, Corey, now you're giving helpful information. But
how is that helpful?
But we could have used that information when we
were
talking.
That's as helpful as a hug from a koala bear.
That sounds wonderful.
I mean,
the record.
They have all the diseases, though. You got to watch out.
Oh, yeah.
But they're so adorable.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
They're
almost
over-qualified.
That's how you know. We could have used that type of information for the Falcons-Browns matchup.
I tried to give that type.
Is that the information you were going to give?
No.
Next time, if you have poop information, stop us down and let us know.
Right.
We will let you talk. Next up, Seattle against Los Angeles. It's the Seahawks against the Rams. My question, though, because normally the Seahawks take this thing down.
Right.
But how is this mighty militaristic vehicle going to be able to navigate the mountains where the Ram is usually most comfortable?
I don't think it is. Plus, it has to land on the mountain because that is home field advantage. I think
point.
The Rams able to knock it off the mountain.
Next up, Monday Night Football.
Hold on. Do you think it'll ram it off the mountain?
I do, Corey. I think it will fully ram it. Is that what you were looking for?
Feel better?
Yeah.
Are you good?
I'd actually, yeah, thanks.
put its horns in it.
Do we need to change our pick now because of that?
I don't know.
Guys, Monday Night Football, 7:15 kick right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's New York against San Francisco. It's the Giants against the 49ers. My thought here is, Colby, a Giant would have an inherent advantage to get to the gold, right?
Right. Because
he can take way bigger steps. My only concern is if it's the Jolly Green Giant, he could get deterred if he saw a big stack of peas.
No, this is true. And plus, if you're a 49er, that means you're kind of a miner, right? So you're in the caves. You're in the places, the small caves, where a Giant can't fit in to get there. That's home field advantage. I don't think the Giants actually even make it to the stadium.
Oh, wow. Shocking forfeit getting ready for Monday Night Football. Which brings us to our main event of the evening, 7:20 kickoff. But by the way, all day football, 9 to 11:30, you'll have the KNC masterpiece. Then you get the Patriots and the Titans, which we establish is going to be an all-out war.
Right.
Then you get Jesse and Ari with the pregame. And then 7:20 kickoff, Cowboys and Eagles with postgame to follow. It's Dallas. It's Philadelphia. It's the Cowboys and the Eagles. Colby, who you got? I'm a little concerned because of home field advantage. Will the lasso come into play here?
It might, but you have to think, does the Cowboy get the gun shot off before he hits the ground? Because he can win first and then end up both still dying. But it won't be a tie because the Cowboy gets the shot off first. Is he accurate enough? And if he is, can he do it? I've seen a lot of Cowboys shoot pistols before, man. And
I
they're
say,
pretty good.
This one is not accurate enough.
Oh.
And you need quantity over quality, to Corey's point earlier. And so he's not going to get the job done. He's going to miss on that first and second shot. If he misses on that first and second shot, what happens?
Splat.
Take. Oh, it hurts to say, but the facts are the facts. Take the Eagles.
That's actually a really smart pick for this weekend.
Because you don't think he'll get the shots either?
No, I just don't think Dak will be able to hit his target as often as he
Oh, really? To. Interesting. So you don't think the gunslinger will hit his shots? Wow, it's almost like that's exactly what we've been talking about this whole time, Corey. Pay attention!
Thanks for listening.
Freaking read between the lines, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.